Welcome to the third in the series of Coffee Pods, a coffee break length look at some of the challenging questions in the Christian healing ministry. We've called this series The Good, The Bad and The Ugly, as we look at some of the difficult and darker questions about healing. So whether you're an espresso, an Americano, a latte or a cappuccino, there is something here for you. So put in your earbuds, grab your coffee mug and let's go. The reading that was brought to us and the worship has had that theme today around that well-known scripture, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And it comes as an encouragement to Zerubbabel, who has been given the task of overseeing the rebuilding of the temple as the Jews have come back from exile. And God is encouraging him that this will be done. God says, I will bring this about. And Zerubbabel is involved in that too. He addresses the fact that there is this mountain, and you know, we all know that in life mountains are not just piles of rubble, but they can be obstacles to us. And for Zerubbabel, the opposition that came to this, but also the weight of expectations of the nation of restoring what was Solomon's temple. And of course, there is this clear message that this isn't what we thought it would be. It's not as grand, it's not as big. And there is this weight, this burden, this mountain of carrying the expectations, both social and spiritual, of the nation. And it's into that that God speaks to Zerubbabel. And he says, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And it just drew me in a moment to a number of thoughts. And I thought how Jesus is that place of temple, of the carrier of the presence of God, where we engage with the Father in that. But also how he was builder and he is building us into a living temple as well, to be carriers of his presence. But I thought how Jesus comes not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And interesting, isn't it, that for the wise men, when they came to search for Jesus at his birth, they came to look for a place of power and a place of might. But of course, it wasn't like that at all. And even at his birth, it was the activity of the Spirit through his life and his ministry. It was the activity of the Spirit as he lived out the Father's will and the Father's word. And even in the resurrection, it's the spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead, not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And certainly we are facing a mountain, and we carry both, as we're going to in a moment, the names of many before God, but also those who have been lost and the families that who are grieving and carrying that even now as we journey through this. And this mountain, and I wonder if to you and to me today, God says the same thing. Where's this mountain that you face as a nation, this place that you're in? You're going to come through it, not by power, nor by might, but by the working of the Holy Spirit. I guess in essence, God is saying, let the weight of this be on God's shoulders. Let the energy to accomplish this journey, let it come from God's hand. And the sustaining of us through this journey, let it come through the Spirit's presence, the everlasting arms that are underneath us. It's my friend Greg Boyd who says that God is not the power over things, but the power under things. And it's not by power and it's not by might, but it is by my spirit, says the Lord. And even in these moments, as we now come to gather the names of all of these who have written into Acorn and those that you know yourself and those that you will speak in these moments in prayer, we come, yes, an enormous mountain. But God encourages us to say, don't look for the power and the might to do this. Come back now into the Spirit. Fill me again, Lord God. Glorify your name. Thank you for joining us today on Coffee Pods, We hope that it has inspired and stimulated both thought and action. You can send any further questions to info@acornchristian.org. And for further information on events, getting involved and supporting Acorn, go to our website at www.acornchristian.org. Thanks ever so much.